Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind.
If you use BitTorrent, your IP address is known to anybody else that happens to be tracking that that particular torrent swarm, whatever you want to call it, whether you're doing it with a tracker or not. Your IP address is out there because, of course, you're sharing the data. And if somebody happens to be tracking the torrent at that particular moment and captures that information, then all of a sudden, your IP address is associated with a particular torrent. And if it's illegal information, well, that might be, you might get a nasty gram from your ISP saying, "Hey, look, you downloaded some illegal stuff. We saw what you did." I know what you downloaded on BitTorrent. And so it's an interesting, it just shows you, the site, you click on your IP address or find your IP address, and then it'll show everything that comes from your IP. If you're curious, especially, I guess also if you want to see what, some of the other people that may have had your IP address do, then, you might see some stuff there. So just be aware that just because you're doing certain things on the internet and you're not getting nasty grams or whatever, it's known, right? You can say the same thing with BitTorrent. People seem to think that BitTorrent is anonymous. It's not exactly true. If they can tie the wallet back to you, then they can prove that you did the transaction pretty, that's one of the cool things about BitTorrent. And why the blockchain itself is actually a really cool technology. You can mathematically prove that something happened, that a transaction took place. It might be some detective work to trace that back to you. Bitcoin is not nearly as anonymous as you think it is, especially since you have to get money into it. I guess if you're mining your own Bitcoin, then maybe, but it's getting harder and harder to mine the Bitcoin. Just because you're using technologies that nobody's using or that you don't think anybody's paying attention, it's you can track that stuff back. So just be aware of that. And to say this site will let you know what at least it sees. I'm guessing it's not tracking every torrent. It's only tracking some, but it's eye-opening to look at that and go, yeah, I guess that's what's happening on my IP address.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.